Good morning, everybody, and welcome again out to the Innes Reserve. It's another beautiful day, and I really do hope that sometime tomorrow the rain is coming. Well, today is Father's Day, and I'd like to speak to our dads. But first, I want to give a disclaimer. Anything I say today does not diminish the amazing role that our moms have in the family. But this is Father's Day, so Dad, this is for you. Let me begin with what I believe to be a very strong statement. Any man can father a child, but to be a dad takes a lifetime. Think about that. That's a challenge for us. Just let it sink in as you think about your role as a father. I mean, our role as fathers just doesn't stop. We've got to embrace that role. So, you see, when your children at home, our role is fairly obvious. We're raising our kids. But when our kids grow up and move away, our responsibility as a father doesn't stop, but it does change. You see, our role as a father is to be a trusted, confident, and advisor throughout all of life stages. Well, there are many who say that the idea of being a dad is being pushed out of our culture. Well, Focus on the Family says this: our culture seems to place little value on the role of fathers. And they continue, I see evidence of this everywhere, from pop culture and media to government policy. So I guess it's probably true that dads today are just undervalued. But something else that I see a lot of young dads actively taking a role in the lives of their children, which is a very positive sign. Because I believe that dads have a very unique role in the family. The pediatric group in Franklin, Tennessee writes this: fathers play a role in every child's life that cannot be filled by others. That role can have a large impact on a child and help shape him or her into the person they become. So guys, the role of father or dad is an important one. So what does the Bible have to say about all of this? Well, let's take a look, but first let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the day you've allowed us to have. Thank you for our fathers. Thank you for our mothers. Thank you for our fathers and the role that you have given us in our families. Give us the courage to grasp that role and take it as a huge responsibility. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. As I was thinking about our responsibility as dads in the Bible, it hit me that most every command in the Bible applies directly to dads. Yes, it applies to other people as well, but most of us hit us right between the eyes. And so let me just summarize a few of them. First, the main commandment: love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and others as yourself. If we don't love God like that and others as ourselves, we can't get anything else right. So remember that primary command. Next, it says fear God. And it says fearing God is the foundation of wisdom. And dads, we all need the biblical wisdom, and all the biblical wisdom we can get. It comes with a healthy awe of our Creator God. Then the Bible says, obey God. Listen, I believe God places a huge responsibility on us as fathers, and we need to obey Him. Hey, after all, He was the engineer. He put us together. He knows all about fatherhood and families and things like that. So we must obey Him first. Keep that in mind. But to accomplish all these things, then I'm going to go to my favorite verse, trust in the Lord with all your heart. I mean, not just part of it, but all your heart. And then don't lean to your own understanding. Folks, there's so many things about fatherhood that we don't understand. But if we trust God and commit to Him and acknowledge Him, He will give us the wisdom to get through these things. Keep that in mind. Then the Bible continues, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church and gave Himself for it. That includes emotional love, but not just that. That means a committed love that hangs in there and doesn't cut and run when things might get a little bit difficult. Then there's a direct command to raising children. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 4, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and the instruction of the Lord. Well, to accomplish this, dads, we've got to keep our own anger under control. It doesn't matter how we feel at the moment. We've got to keep it under control. And I know some of us have struggled with that, me included. So, with all these things considered for dads, let's look at some things that the Bible says to our children. Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching, for they are a graceful garland for your head and a pendant for your neck." Solomon says, listen closely, children. Listen to your parents because their words will bring great benefit to you. But as fathers, we need to make sure that everything that we tell or teach or show our children is godly wisdom. Dad, that's a challenge for us. We could tell them other things, but God blesses godly wisdom. Let's look further. Proverbs chapter 23, 22. Listen to your father who gave you life and do not despise your mother when she is old. Again, kids, listen closely to what your mom and dad has to say. Now, here's a challenge for you and me as dads. Psalms 103, verse 13. Follow closely. As a father shows compassion to his children, there's an assumption that will show compassion to our children. Let me read it again. As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. Our Heavenly Father shows compassion to those who are sold out to him. So, Dad, do we show compassion to our children? Genuine, honest-to-goodness compassion to our children, regardless of what they've done? Do we? It makes you think. Now, let me show you a benefit of raising godly children. Proverbs 23, verse number 24, the father of the righteous will greatly rejoice. Can I say amen? He continues, he who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Dads, look, if we will raise up our kids to be godly, it will greatly enhance our older age because they're following God's design and God will bless them. And that will just give you so much confidence in trusting God. So raising godly kids will bring a lot of happiness to mom and dad. So now for just a moment, I want to turn a corner and look at an example that just might challenge all of us and make us think. We all know the story of the prodigal son, where the youngest son decided to get his half of the inheritance, and he went out and blew it all on wine, women, and song. He wanted the party life, kind of like a lot of people in our day. Then hard times hit, and the boy lost absolutely everything. He lost all of his friends, and he lost his inheritance, and that's half of the estate. He ends up working in a pig pen feeding pigs. It's not a good place for a Jewish boy to end up. Then he finally comes to himself and he decides, I'm going to go home and maybe my dad will accept me back. Let's look at what happens in Luke chapter 15, verse number 20. So he returned home to his father, and while he was still a long way off, his father saw him coming, and filled with love and compassion, he ran to his son, embraced him, and kissed him. Look, the boy was selfish. He was only self-focused. He wanted to have a bit of fun, but his decision cost him everything and half of the family's estate. How would you respond to that boy? Well, this godly dad picked up his robe and he ran to greet his son. No fussing, no cold shoulder, no criticism, no complaining, just total, unquestioned acceptance. That is a real godly dad. But notice something. The estate now belongs in full to the not-so-cooperative older brother. You see, there is a price to be paid for bad decisions. But dad's acceptance is complete. Again, that's a real dad. So perhaps you may want some suggestions on how to go about this raising godly kids. Well, I went over to the early Old Testament and found something that just might challenge us or give us some insight. So go with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Now let's see what was written there. If you look in the context of the book of Deuteronomy, God is speaking to the men of the group, and he's telling them just how he wants them to do things. He had just given them a long list of commandments, and with these commandments, he tells them how to pass them along to their children. Go with me to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7. And these words that I commanded you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise. Listen, if we're going to teach our kids godly wisdom, then God's word must be foundational in everything we say, everything we think, and most importantly, in everything we do and the way we live. Dad, you don't just teach godly wisdom, you model godly wisdom for your children to follow your example. And that takes a lifetime. So remember, any man can father a child, but to be a dad takes a lifetime. So dads, good luck, and God's blessings on you as you invest your lives into your sons and daughters throughout your life. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the challenges which we have received. Thank you for our dads. Thank you for the blessings that they have been to their children. We're not questioning the value of the moms. But Father, we're challenging the dads to take full responsibility for their role within the family. God, give us wisdom. Encourage. I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. And now, I would like to go to a country musician that tells a story about his dad.